today with interest-only loans. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Moody's Investor Services has released a report on their modelling of interest-only mortgages in Australia. The tighter lending standards and the potentially forced refinancing ahead will, they say, have a significant impact on future mortgage delinquencies. So today, we discuss their analysis of securitised mortgage portfolios, or RMBS, loans. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's also in the comments below. Moody's says that mortgage delinquencies will increase over the next 2 years because of a record number of interest-only loans converting to principal and interest loans. Higher mortgage delinquencies are credit negative for RMBS, they say. When interest-only loans convert to principal and interest borrowers, they have to make higher monthly repayments. This payment shock can lead to mortgage delinquencies and makes interest-only loans riskier than principal and interest loans. Interest-only loans typically have a period of, say, 5 years, after which they convert to principal and interest. At current mortgage interest rates, monthly repayments on loans that convert to principal interest from interest only will increase by around 30%, which can, they say, lead to delinquencies. They say that the 90-day past due delinquency rate for securitized mortgages that are converted to principal and interest after an interest-only period was sitting at 0.94% in November 2017, double that of interest-only loans that have yet converted, and around 0.24 percentage points higher than the overall delinquency rate for securitized mortgages. Banks originated a significant volume of interest-only loans in 2014 and 2015, which means a record number of these loans are scheduled to convert to principal interest over 2019 and 2020, when the five-year interest-only period ends. Interest-only loans account for more than 40% of all mortgages originated by banks for much of 2014 and 2015. This figure peaked at 46% in June 2015. In bank-originated RMBS, interest-only loans account for about 32% of all loans. Around 22% of the loans in bank-originated RMBS are due to convert to principal interest in the next 3 years, with 6% due to convert in 3 to 5 years, and a further 4% to convert after 5 years. In RMBS originated by non-bank financial institutions, interest-only loans account for about 24% of all loans, and around 12% of these loans are due to convert to principal interest in the next 3 years, with the remaining 12% due to convert in 3 to 5 years. They say regulatory measures introduced to reduce risks in the mortgage market have curbed the origination of interest-only loans, making it more difficult for borrowers to refinance their loans at the end of the interest-only period or extend the interest-only period for another term with the same lender. The more difficult refinancing conditions will contribute to an increase in mortgage delinquencies as the interest-only period on a record number of interest-only loans ends over the next 2 to 3 years. Banks have also tightened loan serviceability criteria, resulting in a reduction, on average, in the amount that they will lend, following a review of underwriting standards by APRA. If house prices are declining when interest-only loan terms end, this will increase borrowers' loan-to-value ratios and further limit their ability to refinance or result in a loss upon the sale of the property. Now, a few points to make here. First, we estimate that around $120 billion of interest-only loans will come up for renewal in each of the next 3 years. Of those needing to reset, around half will be fine, but half will not. And of those falling outside current underwriting standards, which includes a 20% haircut on rental streams, a loan assessment on a principal and interest basis, before any tax breaks, and the requirement for a clear capital repayment plan, half of these will need to switch to a higher repayment principal and interest loan, which, allowing for lower interest rates and a capital repayment, will see total monthly outgoings rise by on average 30%. In many cases, this will require investors to make up the difference from salary or other income. The quarter of households unable to meet the tighter requirements will be left with a property they cannot remortgage and may need to sell, putting more downward pressure on prices. This is significant enough to move the market and drive the property prices lower. Bank mortgage lending patterns will also have to change. But the bottom line is this: when the rating agencies call out rising risks, we know we have a problem. They were often late to the party, as they were during the GFC. If you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.